Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are grateful. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalms, chapter 30, verse 5. It says, "For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." What a beautiful word of encouragement that the psalmist writes, because he writes out of his experience and he talks about the goodness of God in spite of the challenges that he faces. How much more content we are if we know that after some trying or painful experience, there will be pleasure and a reward. Such thoughts help to spur on the athlete in a competition, a mother during the birth of a child, and a weary workman who returns home after day's work and meets his loved one. It was in the midst of a tragic personal experience that the author of this beautiful hymn after wrote, N.B. Vandal, you know, a singer and a well-known gospel evangelist was. He was rushed to the hospital to discover that his son Paul had just been struck by a car and was critically injured. The doctor held out very little hope for recovery. And Mr. Vandal recalled, "For 1 hour and 15 minutes, I held on in prayer while they cleaned and sewed up the head wounds and set the broken bones. Wearily, I made my way back to my humble home. I tried to comfort my wife, when in my own heart I had no assurance. I fell on my knees and tried to pray, saying only, 'O God.' Hardly had those words been uttered when God came. It seemed to me that Jesus knelt by my side, and I could feel his arms around me. And he said, 'Never mind, my child. Your home will be visited with tribulation and sorrow, but in the afterwards to come, those things shall not be. Your home is in heaven, where all tears shall be wiped away.' Brushing aside my tears, I made my way to the piano and wrote the song after. Paul did recover from the accident. He's still very nervous and his eyesight is impaired, but I thank God for his goodness in giving him back to us. God in his wisdom, through heartache, gave a song that has since been a comfort to a vast number of his people." My dear brothers and sisters, these are the words of that beautiful song. After the toil and the heat of the day, after my troubles are past, after the sorrows are taken away, I shall see Jesus at last. After the heartaches and sighing shall cease, after the cold winter's blast, after the conflict comes glorious peace, I shall see Jesus at last. After the shadows of evening shall fall, after my anchor is cast, after I list to my Savior's last call, I shall see Jesus at last. Then the chorus says, "He will be waiting for me, Jesus, so kind and true. On his beautiful throne, he will welcome me home after the day is through." My dear brothers and sisters, perhaps some sorrowful or stormy time has served to make God's presence more real in your life. Thank him for this and for his promise of seeing Jesus after the day is through. And carry this promise in your heart that Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 2 and 3. He says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given, O God. Yes, there could be weeping in the night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Lord God Almighty, we are reminded of Paul's statement in Philippians 4:4. He says, "Rejoice in the Lord also, and again I say rejoice. Abba Father, today we will choose to rejoice in spite of the challenges that we may face. But I know that, Lord, you are a gracious and a good and a merciful God. You come through always for your people. You are a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. And therefore we appreciate you and we love you. Today, Lord, as your people step out to their jobs and to their businesses and running the errands for the day, bless them, be with them, and uphold them with your righteous hand. Keep them from the evil one. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I take authority over every form of sickness, and I rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus. And I speak healing into their frames right now in Jesus' name. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We thank you, Jesus. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.